Lieutenant Hill Gaspard. I'm an empath and paranormal investigator. I am also an author of a dozen books. Thank you for listening to Haunted Real Connections, where I'll bring you the best mediums and paranormal people the field has to offer. Stay tuned for another great show on Paranormal King Radio. Hey guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Jaspard, here on Paranormal King Radio, and I have another exciting guest tonight. We have Betsy Brown Williams. Welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you. Hi, everybody. I am so nervous, so everybody be gentle tonight, please.
Don't worry. Usually I have my list of questions, you know how it works. You know, you've been in chat and stuff. So, hopefully they'll send us their questions. And, and of course, I always have my list of questions just in case.
Sounds good. I brought my notebook with me just in case. So, I'm ready.
So, first of all, just to let people know a little bit about your background, you're also a fellow paranormal investigator, right? And a fellow. I don't know why my voice is not cooperating. Sorry, guys. It's my sinuses. God, I love it. And the weather don't help much. Anyway, I want to give you a proper introduction. Okay, I'm going to start over. So you're a paranormal investigator and an empath as well. And you also go by the name of Witch in Nature.
I do.
And you like to help and support the searchers, right? I want to give a shout out.
Yes, I do, actually, yes. Josh Purvis and Shane Pittman of the Searchers, yes, I do support them. I go to all of their events, and I help sell their merchandise. Wherever I am, I'm trying to show my support. And it's not just for the Searchers. I also have a good friend, Jenny Woodman, who has a haunted history page. And I help her with her page as well. And, of course, you've got Adam and Witch, and I support them wholeheartedly too. So
yeah,
speaking of which, everybody I support.
Speaking of which, they're all in chat supporting you as well. And I want to welcome everybody from chat. Witch in Nature, Auntie Beth, Shanna, Witch in King, Melissa. There's some new people there too. Adam's a historian, and hey. Ghost Hunter. Doris, Hannah, and Terry, welcome guys. You are so, I'm so hyper tonight. I don't know why. I have it right. Yes. Where to start? So let's start from the beginning, right? So what got you in the paranormal?
Well, to be honest with you, I've always been attuned to the paranormal. I can go as far back as remembering at 2 years old, seeing this horrible man face in a second story window, at 2 years old. And I kept saying, who is that? And everybody was like, there's nobody there. So as I got older, I kind of tuned it out because everybody thought I was quote unquote crazy. Because I was hearing voices and seeing things. And so I kind of tuned it out. And then I realized that's not going to happen because you just can't totally tune it out. So
Once you're in the paranormal, you're always in the paranormal, right? So
exactly.
You're psychic, you know, born with it, you know, we can't help it.
So,
and spirits love us. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, so I just try to stay on the positive side of it, not try to travel down any dark road or anything, so.
Right.
Speaking of which, you were just on a recent investigation. Would you mind telling us about that? What's your experience like at the, what was it? The
Yes, I went to two locations there in Louisiana. Okay. The first
That's
one.
That's on my bucket list. So I'm all ears. <side. laughs>
Well, I went to the Myrtles Plantation. And for me, it was magical. It was peaceful. It was loving. I could see people working, not in quote unquote fields, but just on the ground, keeping it beautiful. You know, it was a very welcoming environment for me. And it wasn't scary. It wasn't spooky. I felt Chloe. I talked to her for a little while. And I ran into Kate. I got a small picture of her peeping out of the window at me. So I had a wonderful experience at the Myrtles. It was amazing. So if it's on your bucket list, I suggest you go to anyone.
So I bet they have beautiful gardens as well, because when I went to the Winchester Mystery House, you know, I just love the gardens. I kept getting drawn over there to the gardens. Mm-hmm. So I bet they have beautiful gardens and scenery as well.
They did. And what was so amazing is that our ride to St. Francisville, which is where Myrtles is located, it was dark and gloomy and rainy and cold. But the minute we drove through the gate, the sun came out. It became 80 degrees. You know, it was magical. And I just felt like a kid, like I should be a kid playing around on the ground, climbing the trees. You know, it was just, I could live there. Really good.
Yeah, I bet. I probably did. I would have a field day there.
So, Sassy, someone has asked a question. Can you tell the story of Chloe? Well, do you know the story, Miss Nicole?
No, I don't know the history as much. If you don't mind sharing with us, that'd be great.
Okay. I'm going to get the names wrong, so I'm going to pull my little book out. Okay. Every place I go to investigate, I take notes, I research, and I want to make sure I have my documentation right. So, Chloe, who was a servant of Judge Clark Woodworth, was thought to have been his mistress. She worked inside the home, therefore she had a high-ranking part as far as being a slave. And she was well known for spying and trying to catch conversations between the judge and certain officials. And finally, one time she was caught. And when she was caught, they ended up cutting her left ear off. And she started to wear a green turban around her head to cover her ear. And so she did that. And then once she was, she was dethroned from the house. She was now considered to be just a slave outside of the home. Upset her. She made a cake with some leaves, some oleander leaves. And two leaves can kill one man in a heartbeat. Chloe ended up putting 16 leaves in the cake. Well, Judge Woodruff never did get to eat the cake because the children and the wife ended up eating it, and they both died. This resulted and caused Chloe to be hung down by the Mississippi River by her own family, I guess you could say. So it was a very touching moment I had with her, because I felt her pain. I felt how she felt betrayed, but yet how she wanted to get ahead and be someone in the home other than just, you know, the children's caretaker. And I just had that peaceful moment with her, and it was very sweet, and it was very kind, and it was very gentle. And she ended up showing me a sign that she was there. I happened to look down. I had crossed that bridge many times going from where I was sleeping to the, you know, the plantation, the actual house. And there was a green ribbon, a bright green ribbon sitting down in the bushes. And I just said,
I want to buy that shield. I got shield.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I offered her a white feather for and just to keep, you know, herself at peace, because she was very sad. She felt, no kidding.
She had a hard life.
Everything
is no wonder she has a place.
Yeah. And then I felt Kate, who was one of the little girls that passed away in the home. And she was just playful. She tugged on the back of my leg as we were walking around.
Then I
catch her in a picture. I asked her and Chloe to come sit on the front porch of the house with me. And Kate ended up being in one side of the window, and Chloe was in the other window. So I had them on either side of me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I did get to meet Miss Hester, who has been at the Myrtles forever. I'm sure everyone saw her with, who was that? Ghost Adventures and the Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, I was going to ask. If I remember right, wasn't that featured on their show?
Yeah.
While back? Yes. While back when?
Way back when, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know how to describe it, but she walked up to me as if she had known me, seen me before, and said, "Hi, baby, what is your name? Remind me again." And I told her, and she said, "Oh, I just love seeing you again. Come talk to me here in just a minute." And I got chills because I felt like I'd met her before too, but I have never been to the Myrtle. Yeah.
Maybe the past life.
She pulled me to the side and she said, "Chloe wanted me to tell you that she respects and loves you because you're just as respectful and loving as she wants everyone to be."
Oh.
And I cried. I got very emotional that, you know, for someone to justify what you were feeling. So, like I said, Myrtles is an amazing place, and it's different for each and every person that goes.
Yeah, I bet. So, yeah, I can't wait to go there myself one day.
I hope you get to go one day, because it's amazing.
It'd be great to meet you all, too. And speaking of which, I think Adam is a historian. Joe Hunter has a question for you, if I can.
Okay.
There before I lose it again. He wants to know, have you given a thought about starting or joining a paranormal team officially?
No.
I think you should.
I mean, I've had people ask before, and I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's always a possibility. You never know. But
right. Yeah, it's hard when you go to solo myself. That's why I don't get out so much, because it's really not safe to go out yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I miss it so much. It's hard not being a part of the team, but hopefully that would change down the road. Let's see. I think I see another question.
Okay.
I just saw it now from Auntie Beth. And before I lose it again,
Auntie Beth. I know Auntie Beth. She and I go way back.
Oh, awesome.
I keep losing it.
Okay. Do you practice any spiritual protection when investigating or afterwards? If there is or afterwards, like, or if there's a possible attachment? I think that's a two question. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So actually, yes. I wear. I'm Native American, so I
awesome.
Really
I'm Cherokee. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, Choctaw and Cato. I just found out I've got Choctaw and so
yeah, I'm more
very
Indian.
Yeah. but I wear a Native phoenix with turquoise in it.
Oh, I love turquoise.
I also carry my stones, my tourmaline, my moonstones, all of my protection stones.
That was actually one of my questions when I asked you what crystals you like to wear. But
yes, I do. In fact, Witchin likes to go to a crystal store in Maine, and I tag along because I love to see different places with different crystals. And oh my heaven!
I love crystals too. I have a collection.
I'm ready for it. So crystals are amazing. So yeah, crystals. I wear the phoenix. Sometimes I sage. It really just depends on what goes on during the investigation.
Like, I prefer to wear my, I have my black obsidian bracelet I wear all the time. It's like, I can't live without it.
Yeah. Yeah. I carry some in my purse. And I've got some at my altar as well, so.
Before I lose one of my questions, as a fellow empath, could you also sense that a room or location is haunted right away, or does it take a while, or you just know, something is off? You know what I mean?
I can tell right away if something is off. I'll send more examples out when everybody goes live on Facebook, like if Adam or Witchin does. I can say, oh no, don't go down there. Oh no, that's not right. That doesn't feel right. You know?
Right. That's how I was when I was at Alcatraz Island. Like, you know, certain areas, so much energy, heaviness, you know? I just turn into areas, you know what I mean?
Exactly. What I see someone, Melissa asked, what happened that convinced me that ghosts are real? Well,
go ahead, I'll let you share.
The fact that I saw my grandfather, who had passed 15 years beforehand.
Oh, wow.
My parents divorced when I was young, of course. And so when my father would come to town, we would go visit my papa and mama. That's my native side. Papa died when I was fairly young. And one Christmas, Dad came in for a visit. We were spending the night. I heard a rustle in the kitchen. I popped up. I looked. There was my grandfather. And he just kept looking, and I looked away, and I looked back, and I watched his shadow go to my grandmother's room, and she started talking to him. She said, well, I love you too, and I will be seeing you soon.
Oh.
1 month later, on April the 13th, which was a Friday, my grandmother passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so it was a shock, but that's what opened my eyes. That's when I realized something's really going on. I'm seeing things that others can't. So
right. It's like I get a lot of visitation dreams. It's kind of like what I'm thinking that was might have happened with you.
Mm-hmm.
As well, you get a lot of those too.
Yeah, like when my mom's parents were in the nursing home, I came home one evening. And it was late. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, Mom, Mimi just passed. And with that, the phone rang, and it was the nursing home stating the fact that my grandmother had passed.
Oh, wow.
My grandmother visited me in so many dreams and haunted me. She really haunted me until I finally said, I'm not the one to blame. You know, sometimes you have to stand up for yourself in your dreams, you know, and say, I'm not the one to blame. So,
and like, once they know, like,
exactly. So,
it's a blessing and a curse, you know.
It is. Like, it really is.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Adam, this is sorry, he has another question for you. I don't know if you saw it, but he wants to know, when are you going to head back home to Salem, Massachusetts?
Yeah, because he knows deep in my heart, Salem is a place I'm drawn to. I like.
Yeah, that's not my best place too.
The water just calls me. It's like I can see myself on the cliffs and the rocks and I don't know. It's just something about over there I need to be. So, Adam, to answer your question, as soon as I can, I'm going to be up in Maine. So y'all can watch my pretty little face light up when my feet hit Salem, Massachusetts ground, okay?
We should all take a paranormal bus and just meet up there, right? I'm like, I'm going to do that.
If you hear that, Ross, we need to get the paranormal van going. It is time. There's a lot of us.
Speaking of the bucket list, what is your bucket list of haunted locations or not? What else do you feel drawn to?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I mean, there's so many because, you know, they're so...
Yeah.
They're becoming so popular lives lately, you know.
Yeah.
But of course, I do want to make it over to Eastern State Penitentiary. I do want to make it there. Of course, I want to go to Salem. Necessarily. I definitely want to go to Maine. I got to go to the lighthouse. I got to go try to find the pirate ship.
That'll be cool.
You know, I don't know. And see, I'm here in Colorado. And of course, have you been to the Stanley?
Not yet. I almost got to go there one time, and my uncle lives out there. And my aunt's trying to get me out there. And there's also, I don't know if you heard this, I said this on a previous show before. Have you heard this about the Sally House?
I think that's
in Kansas, though, but I believe. But that's not far.
That house is nothing to play with.
I feel like there's something dark. I don't know why he don't want to draw to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mean, even just looking at it through the TV makes me like gives me anxiety. Like thinking about it right now, it's just beating. King just asked, "What's a good place in Arkansas?" Well,
good question.
It is a good question. Well, we first have the MacArthur Museum, which is in Little Rock. Also have a city called Gurdon, Arkansas, which is where you can see supposed car lights fastly approaching behind you, and then they disappear. Or you can, there's also the Gurdon Railway where you can see the, conductor swinging a lantern because there was a historic trail derailment. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. I heard about that.
All types of places. You just really got to go. And yes, you have got Eureka Springs and Hot Springs. Eureka Springs has two amazing locations. One, of course, is the Crescent Hotel. The Crescent Hotel is a must.
Yeah, definitely. I would recommend the Stanley Hotel over there.
Yeah, Stanley here in Colorado, the Crescent in New Eureka, and then of course the Arlington, which is in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and that was ran by the Mafia. And Al Capone visited the Arlington quite often.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. So Arkansas has a lot of great places. You just have to be willing to travel. So, and that's what I got to do here in Colorado. I have to head up into the mountains to get to the good places. I plan on visiting Doc Holliday's grave, of course, the Stanley. There's a lot of places here to visit, but I also have a lot of events I need to attend too.
Right, I haven't even been to a Paracon when they're all back here, so hopefully one day.
Yeah, so it's just, I've been nonstop since, my gosh, October of last year.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah, well, May of last year, I've been going nonstop. So to have a couple of months off is kind of nice.
That's cool. And my question is, has anything ever followed you home?
Yes, ma'am. I have. I investigated the old South Pittsburgh Hospital, which is located there in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
I bet that was creepy. I haven't been to the hospital yet.
It was because, you know, I have worked in the medical field. So, it was different. I'll give you that. And I don't drink due to health reasons. And I walked into a specific room and he attached. I felt drunk all of a sudden. I was stumbling. I was talking, you know, like I was slurring words. It was just, and people were like, "You've got orbs flying out of you everywhere." And I'm like, "I need to get out of this room." The entity ended up following me throughout the whole hospital. And when I got up to the third floor, I almost tossed my cookies. The energy was so strong and so heavy. It really, really, I almost tossed my cookies. It was bad.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah, I went home and he followed me, and because I felt drunk and I kept wanting to have beer and alcohol and I want drink, and that's not me. And so finally I talked to Heather, and she just told me what I needed to do. And I finally did it, and I finally washed him away and got him unattached and sent back. Nice. So. Adam's right.
Like that, you know, ultimately to possession, you don't want that.
No, and so, so yeah, he's back where he belongs.
That's it. These are some more questions that popped up for you. Which one wants to know, who is your favorite author or book right now?
Well, right now, I just finished a book called Speaking to the Shadows.
Oh,
and it's written by C.L. Thomas. And she's an up-and-coming author, and it's amazing. I'm not going to give you too much detail, because if I do, you're not...
want to get in trouble, right?
Yeah, no, but it is something you should add to your summer list. Speaking to the Shadows.
I'm definitely always looking for something to read. So.
Yes. So she asked me to read it and give her my honest opinion. And I am telling you, y'all, add it to your summer list. I'll just say it's set in the Louisiana Bayou.
Yeah, I definitely keep that in mind. And he has a question to that was related to the other one. Has I lost this question right now. Hold on. have someone help you with your attachment? With your attachment, and I want to answer that. If so, how? Did it bite me, Esty?
Has Sean? Who's Sean?
Shane or Sean?
Oh, Shane. Oh, Shane.
No.
You didn't say it wrong. No, you're fine, huh? No. Once our events are over, we all go to our own rooms and go do our own thing. And I cleanse myself. I don't need, you know, if they cleanse, they cleanse their way, just like Josh will cleanse their way, I'll cleanse my way. And a lot of times I just cleanse with a good hot shower, saying, you know, whatever is on me, be gone, go back to where you belong, and I refresh anew, and I'll start my day brand new, you know, something to that effect. We just all do our own thing. So, but while we're there, we're all together, you know, we work as a team. So. So I want to know how many of the reader, the people in chat have investigated a jail. Any jail.
Yeah. That's my first one, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Which one did you do? Again?
Alcatraz Island.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
I almost didn't make it back home because we almost missed the boat. You know, we had to take the boat back to the island.
Oh, no.
We only had to stay overnight with the ghost. Oh, boy.
All right.
So
Adam's got three. So I'll have three, but two are the same. My first one was the Poly Jail in Alabama. And that was like my first investigation ever. And when I heard the disembodied voice, I thought I was losing my mind. and then Dark Shadows, and it was a learning experience. And
am I sure what you heard?
Okay. So we heard a woman scream.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Every time this dark shadow, it was like one of the jailers or one of the guards. Inside the bullpen, you are literally in a cage, and there's like a catwalk outside of the bars. And you would see this dark shadow gently gliding around as if it were a prison guard, making sure we were all in the bullpen, you know, staying in our spot.
Oh,
every time you could feel it, first of all. And then second of all, dogs out of nowhere just started barking for no reason.
Oh, wow.
And that was one jail that preferred women versus men. This last jail I just went to, the Gothic Jail in DeRidder, Louisiana, they preferred men. So,
I wonder why that is. Some prefer men or some prefer women.
We asked, you know, several times over and over, are you sure you don't want a woman in there with you? Come sit on the bed with you? And no, like straight up, no. You want so-and-so to come? Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know, and you know, we did. We had someone go sit in there, and we got a lot of evidence. We got movement. Oh. The dousing rods.
I love dousing
amazing.
Rods. And speaking of which, Auntie Beth says she used to work in one. Did that help?
Yes, it does. I'm sure you have nightmares, don't you?
Oh, man.
So I'm excited. I get to go back.
So that kind of leaves one of my questions. Would you not go to a specific location? What location would that be in? Why?
If I wanted to go to a specific location,
I'm not to return to one.
I would go back to Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. I honestly would go back.
That would be like a room full of nightmares for me.
Well, I mean, there's a lot more that went on than just the little attachment I had. I mean, used to feel, a certain dark presence there that it just was unexplainable. And,
right,
I'd go back there. In fact, I'm going to go back there.
I said, one of my other guests was saying when she was at the Lizzie Borden house, she immediately felt like there's energy there. So that's on my bucket list too, by the way.
Yeah, mine too. I know we can't investigate there or spend the night there anymore, but I don't know. I'd love to get a feeling, just my own personal vision and feeling there at the Lizzie Borden home, because everyone has their own impressions. I'd like to get my own,
Yeah.
So, do I experience the play with the Ouija board? No, I do not. I do not like the Ouija board at all. I'm scared of orbiting some sort of portal or dimension that is not necessary. And I know alone, I cannot be the only one that's afraid of that. So, no.
I understand it to be another divination tool, as long as with a group of people that's done properly,
Yeah. Now, if you're... okay. I should recant what I said. I apologize. I will use it if I am with experience or people who know what they're doing. I will do it then. And only if it's closed properly.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. I don't have one at the home. I don't play with them. I don't know.
So I know with any spirit communication, it's like, it can be quite dangerous. You don't know what you might be letting out,
Yeah.
I know from experience.
I see enough as it is. I see shadows here in this home. I see them outside. In fact, my husband and I just went to the park the other day and had a little paranormal investigation, and we got some responses. So, I mean, paranormal is everywhere you go.
I believe that, yeah.
You got to be willing to open.
There's some more questions popping up. From George, he wants to know, do you believe in cryptids? I just lost his question.
Oh, cryptid creatures. As in Bigfoot. Well, yes, I do. Bigfoot. Yeah. I don't know, if it's alien or if it's a human that just never evolved and just decided to stay in the woods. I don't know. But I'll leave that up for those that have the patience to track that down and find out for sure.
Right.
Because that to me is much scarier than going to a graveyard or trying to communicate with the afterlife. But yes, I believe in them. I believe in aliens. They're out there.
I was going to ask you that if you have any UFO sightings.
I have. Back behind my mom's house in Arkansas, there's a pecan orchard.
Oh, wow.
some looking TIE fighter ship literally made this sharp left turn and came straight towards the house and then flew right between my mom's property line and the pecan orchard at a high rate of speed with no sound. And it was too big to be a drone. Huh. It was an odd shape, and it was weird. And
they usually have no sound because I've seen quite a few out here, and they're usually orb shape. So they usually have no sound. That's weird.
It was weird. It was odd. It was crazy. And I don't know if. Well, I mean, bad stuff happened on that land afterwards. So, yeah, it wasn't natural.
And now, just I have my phone on me. I'll just record a little bit. And it's like, hey, you should see that. I always try to get witnesses. You know, everybody, I'm not going crazy. I know there's something going on up there.
I mean, my dad's been fascinated with that. I learned a lot from my dad and my husband. But my dad is all into telling you the different species and, I'm going.
Like the black-eyed hares. Luckily, I haven't seen those yet.
You've got the grays and you've got the and I'm going, okay, yeah. I can't keep up with those. I can keep up with the paranormal, but I can't keep up with all of these.
Yeah, but hey, it all kind of ties in with paranormal and everything.
Exactly. And what I'm learning, somehow between aliens and Bigfoot and the paranormal, it's all intertwined.
Right, and I believe that when you're open, you'll be able to see more. So I think that's why some of us are able to see it more than others.
Yeah.
Are those our UFOs?
Well, and those that want to. I mean, there's times I will shut myself down because I'm so scared.
I was just going to ask, do you have a specific way how you shut down your gift? Because I have a hard time with mine.
I have a hard time, but I'm learning. If I just start singing happy birthday, I forget what I was thinking
about.
Whatever
works, right?
Whatever comes to mind, but yeah, UFOs, crazy.
UFOs.
And of course, with the Native side, we believe in all of this. Our ancestors, for some tribes, their souls are carried through crows. Those are our ancestors coming and talking to us.
Ooh.
Are the crows.
Yeah, I see some crows too and birds.
Yeah, and like hawks for me, they're a pivotal sign for me. Very pivotal. They point me and show me that I am going in the right direction. They help tell me that my son is okay. That's just my ancestors' way of saying, hey, here, we're hearing you. We're showing you,
kind of like spirit animal totems. Do you know what yours is?
I am a mountain lion or the cougar.
Awesome.
I'm always going to be the mean but lovable mom. I will watch over my herd like you will not believe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good.
And I've seen my children's spirit animals, and I've seen my husband's.
Oh, wow.
And so that was a very emotional moment to realize I've seen them,
I think I have a couple. I think I have a wolf, and I think I have an owl. Dogs, birds,
my husband my husband's a wolf. My son is a bear. My oldest is a bear. And our youngest son, he is an eagle.
While we're on this topic, do you mind sharing with the others basically what that might mean, spirit animal topics?
It's what is the way I was taught and the way I've taught myself, your spirit animal is what is inside your soul and runs right. through your blood. And it will come to you. You don't have to go into a teepee and smoke peyote and do all this stuff. You right. can sit in nature and just let the sun hit you. And if you just listen to native drum beat or even the flute, just let your mind wander. You'll find your spirit animal. And right. Speaking of which, I have a visitor.
Oh, wow.
My Indiana Jones, my Siamese, she decided to come visit.
Oh. So we have a, I think a question from him. He wants to know, have you heard about the, I don't know if I say it right, Wendigo?
Wendigo, yes, I have. Yeah. And I don't mess with Wendigos.
Right. I've heard of it, but I really don't have a good feeling about it either.
You know, that's just like, I don't mess with skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers, yeah, that's it.
That is, I've been asked if I would go to Skinwalker Ranch. And I have a lot of hesitation. Because my native side is saying, don't you step 1 foot. Don't you go, you know.
Right. Always listen to that initial
initial instinct, exactly. So, but yes, I've heard of the Wendigo. It is a mean creature. It lives, I believe, underground in the woods, in the dark. They have bright blue eyes, and they're white and scaly, and they eat you. Ugh. But
King is white. They're worse than demons.
Yeah.
I believe it, even though I haven't seen it, but
I think they're a part of a demon that, you know, just crept away from the demon that never did, you know. Because to me, demons can split. I think that's how it gets to us all. They split. You know, they try to get into that negative part of us. And so those demons can turn into monsters. And so in my mind, when they write the monsters that just
That's true.
Don't have a chance.
I always say there's like a yin and dark light.
Exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, is there anything else you'd like to share with us, or shout outs, or?
Well, no, I don't know. I'm so embarrassed.
No, it's okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but.
No, I would say hi to, of course, the Searchers, Shane and Josh, and all of the believers. Hey, guys, I sure do hope to see some more posts from y'all. I'll shout out to everybody in Haunted History. Of course, Adam King, Auntie Beth, thank you for joining. I always enjoy when you come. Witchin, my sister, thank you. Let me see who my favorite. Is it Shauna or Shanna? I'm sorry if I mispronounce it. Thank you. Melissa, of course, Nicole, thank you for having me. Adam,
no problem. Thank you for being on.
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, I talk too much. I'm from the South. What can I say?
Let's see. Hopefully they'll still submit us a question. We still got like 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's switch it over to what is your thoughts on astral projection?
It's possible.
I do it every night. I have to stop doing it so you I can rest.
Every night. Oh, well, yeah. Thanks, Witchin. Yeah, that was that picture right there Witchin just posted was at Old South Pittsburgh Hospital.
Oh, wow. Thank you, guys. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, I've astroplaned a couple times. I don't think I have to deal with it every night. I really don't.
I don't either. He's like, I'm a natural. I don't know why you're so natural.
God. you know, I had a friend back in Arkansas that was having issues with her home, and it just, it smelled like dirt, like,
oh, wow, like sulfur?
Like voodoo work. It smelled like voodoo work. It smelled like dirt work, like dirt magic. So, somehow one night I astroplaned over to her house, and I actually saw this demon looking thing with a pair. Well, it wasn't a pair. It was actually his fingers, and they formed into sharp blades, and they cut a piece of her hair. And I don't know. I like flew home. I woke up immediately, and I called her, and I said, "Hey, see if your hair's been cut." And sure enough, her hair had been cut. So,
oh, wow.
I had to do a little research and call somebody up in New Orleans to help get rid of this, because I don't know voodoo, and I'm not going to practice voodoo when I don't know it.
Right, that is like darker than voodoo, right?
Voodoo, yeah, it was dark, very dark. So,
well, luckily you saw that. I mean, terrible.
Yeah, smells for me are a dead giveaway. And then, of course, the energy or the vibe is a dead giveaway. So I'm just learning. I'm still learning at almost 50. Yes, almost 50.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we're like, same age, I think we're Gemini's, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm still learning. And my father, he quoted me a very valuable quote. And he said, "The day you stop learning is the day you stop living."
Exactly.
And so I try to learn something new each and every day, whether it be big or huge, you know, small, I'm going to try to learn something. So that's how I keep active. Try to find new places to investigate. In fact, I just found a new cemetery I'm going to, hopefully, tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Good luck with that. I'm just going to go hunt myself.
It's huge. It went on for miles, and I was going, oh my gosh. So, we'll see.
Wow. Yeah, definitely he was posted with that.
Absolutely.
Do you have any more projects or anything you want to give a shout out to that you work on?
Since I do, you know, boosted searchers, those are my guys. I will need to say we do have two upcoming events in May 6th and 7th. We are returning to the Pauley Jail in Union Springs, Alabama. And if you want ticket information, head over to either the Searchers Discussion Group or the Searchers webpage. And you can purchase tickets there. Just follow the information. And then on May the 14th, there is going to be a Roswell Ghost Tour, which is in Roswell, Georgia. And Shane and Josh will be taking everyone around Roswell to all the different haunted locations and telling a little bit of the history there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing it. And Adam's story and his sharing his show.
I see
Friday,
that. Yes.
April 1st. He's going to have Stephanie Smith-Harrington. Look forward to that.
Yes.
And also, my guest, I'll have Talia, Talna, something like that. I'm sorry, said her name wrong. She's a fellow psychic medium. So, and also
cool.
part of the Warren Legacy Foundation as well. So we're both part of it now.
Awesome. Yay.
Yeah, finally. Yay. Like, dream comes true. I'm weird. But I hope y'all love me. Anyway, I live for it.
That's right.
So, I watched too much movies anyway. But speaking of movies, what's your favorite movies? Oh, yep.
Oh my gosh, I'm still gonna get so much shit for this. I'm sorry. Okay, I have two, and it's really hard to decipher. So the first one is Legends of the Fall. And everybody's going to be, oh, it's because of Brad Pitt. No, no. It's because of the scenery, the history. And yeah, a little Brad Pitt, I'm not going to lie. Okay. But it's just a very beautiful written movie. And I love it. I love the humor and I love the actual.
I have to watch it.
You know, it's amazing. And then my other favorite, and it's just a fun one, is Practical Magic with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I love it. That's one of my favorite ones. I also like Craft. You know the Craft movie?
I didn't get too much into Craft because I don't like the dark, you know.
That's true. It's still a bit too much.
Because it's true.
Dark, yeah.
You take away free will, you're going to get it back tenfold. You don't play with magic that way. So
that's true. It can backfire. Definitely.
Hell yeah.
That's why I don't mess with it. You know what you're doing? It's like, no thanks.
That's right. So, but I, you know, as far as movies go, yeah, it's really hard to scare me. Nowadays.
I even get scared watching Annabelle. Those types of movies, I know they can be real to some extent. I think that's why.
Yeah, you know, now, I don't know how Adam and Heather did it when they actually saw Annabelle in person. I don't think I could do it. I don't know if I could actually, like, get enough.
But I tend to watch them on my own anyway.
they're brave. They are some very brave souls. But
yeah.
Wow.
But now I'm finding myself watching it on my own anyway since my husband passed. So you know.
Right. So I'll probably. But yeah. No. I'm really looking forward to Doc Holliday and the Stanley. Those are the two.
Oh,
I'm really
yeah. Well, that's great. I wish you luck on those.
Thank you.
Thank you for being awesome. Yes, tonight, I only have a minute. Is there anything else, like shadow groups or anything like that you probably leave?
No, just night believers. Thank you all for joining in. Y'all made this so much fun. Thanks for all the great questions.
Thank you guys.
Y'all
are awesome. We had an amazing night tonight. And yes, of course.
Yeah,
so, anything else you want to share real quick, or just let us know, guys? We still have a minute left to heal.
Well, no, I'm just thanking Nicole for being a great host.
If you could.
Oh, well, I do appreciate you being a great host and being so sweet and letting this old Southern girl talk her little.
Oh, anytime. You're welcome back anytime. Share some more history. Yeah. And your adventures with your investigation.
Yeah, I've got more adventures coming up. Then in July, I'm heading to Kentucky. So
that is so awesome.
I think I've bought more plane tickets than I've bought anything else this year.
So. You have to treat yourself, right? No matter what it is.
Well, it's because I want to. And because.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
This is my support. And by God, I'm going to support my guys. So, Shane and Josh, the Searchers, I will see you guys in May.
Awesome. Great. Thank you for being on our show tonight, Paranormal King Radio and Haunted Real Connections. And I'm your host, Nicole Jasper, and I was talking to Betsy Brown Williams. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're always welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you guys. Have a great night. Stay safe out there. All right. Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you, Nicole. You have a great
evening.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, guys. I'm going to sign off the line. I need to meet you once a week. Well, anyway, Yo, take care though. All right.
Alrighty. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Hi, my name is Nicole Jaspard. I'm an empath and paranormal investigator. I am also an author of a dozen books. Thank you for listening to Haunted Real Connections, where I'll bring you the best mediums and paranormal people the field has to offer. Stay tuned for another great show on Paranormal King Radio.